You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, you've heard the headlines. Millennials have ruined cereal, the dinner date, and movies. But our guest says there's a long history behind the misguided ideas of millennial bashers.
First, for Wisconsinites who live outside the big cities like Milwaukee and Madison, internet access can be frustratingly slow. This is especially true for people who live and work in more rural parts of the state. And in our high-tech world, having access to high-speed internet is quickly shifting from being a luxury to a necessity.
And state lawmakers are trying to close that gap in rural areas through the Rural Wisconsin Initiative. And it was recently announced that Wisconsin would pilot a new high-speed internet program through Microsoft. We're joined now by two members of the Wisconsin Rural Initiative. Representative Romaine Quinn is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 75th Assembly District, which includes Rice Lake. Representative Quinn, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Representative Mary Felskowski is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 35th Assembly District, which includes Irma. Representative Felskowski, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having us on.
And Representative Felskowski, you're a lifelong resident of Lincoln County. How big of a concern for your constituents is access to good internet, to high-speed internet?
It's very much a concern. One of the biggest things that I hear repeatedly is that people, you know, would like to work from their home or with their children as far as doing school projects and a lot of other things that are necessity by having a good internet connection. And that is something that is very sketchy up in our area as of now.
Do people congregate in cafes, or where do they go when they can't get it at home?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the library is instrumental, but I know you will see people like maybe parked outside of certain areas where they know there's a Wi-Fi connection, you know, with the kids, or they'll bring the kids back into the school system at night, or even people will, you know, come into town, they'll go to some of the wireless cafes or any pretty much anywhere that they can get a Wi-Fi connection.
Representative Quinn, does this echo the concerns you're having in the 75th Assembly District?
Absolutely. And I think Mary nailed the important parts of this. It's a healthcare issue. It's an economic driver issue. And it's an educational piece, too. So everything that we do in life now, it kind of involves around having internet access, whether we want to use it or not. And it's important for every member of our district, regardless of age, income, and regardless of the issue. I mean, just talk about healthcare. Telemedicine is going to be huge in the future. And how can you do that when you don't have access at home for that connection?
Representative Felskowski, what do we know about how access to broadband compares for Wisconsinites in rural areas versus people living in urban places and suburban areas on the outskirts of metro areas?
You know, it's interesting. As we've traveled around the state and as I've talked to different people, I'm surprised at where we lose pockets of internet coverage where you'd actually think. Even Speaker Voss, who lives down in the Burlington area, has a dead spot around his house and has to use, you know, a dish instead of having the internet, the fiber optic connection, and the availability. So this is not a northern problem or a western problem. It's actually a statewide problem. And it is a lot different, and it's a lot different for our constituents. As Romaine had said, when it comes to telemedicine, when it comes to safety issues, I mean, there's areas that if you hit a deer out in rural Wisconsin, you're going to sit there because you can't call 911. You can't call in if somebody's injured or whatever. So there's a very large difference.
Representative Quinn, what do we know about the economic impact of this issue?
It's huge. I mean, even the farmer down the road now is constantly watching commodity prices. I mean, it affects everyone, and especially business parks. If you don't have a business park that is wired to high-speed internet with a large bandwidth and capacity for users, you are not going to have businesses move there, plain and simple. And I know there's that need in business parks across rural areas, even in my district. So, you know, my district centers around Rice Lake, but there are other communities that are developing these business parks. And if you don't have that connection, good luck on attraction. So that's the piece where the economic piece is still very important as well.
Representative Felskowski, critics of government grants say the money is being spent on obsolete internet speeds. What do we know about this issue?
Well, one of the things that I think we all have to realize is the way technology goes, and I mean, we all know this, technology changes so fast that what I buy today could be obsolete in 2 to 3 weeks. But we're still, no matter what we do, we're going to need a certain amount of cable and fiber optics. I mean, there's a lot of things that we'll be able to do, and I know you heard with Microsoft's release that there's a bandwidth of, you know, white noise that television isn't using and other things isn't using that we could utilize, and that will come. But we're still going to need some form of fiber optics and cable that's laid. So I don't. When we change technology, you know, I buy a server for my insurance agency today. 6 months, it's obsolete, but I still need that today. We need to take the steps to get us there.
Representative Quinn, Microsoft recently announced its new rural airband initiative, and Wisconsin is one of a dozen states that will be a part of the project over the next year. How did Wisconsin become part of this pilot project?
Well, I think in going even back in that last question, if you look at our grant program, about 90%+ of the projects we've awarded to offer gig service, and I don't think that's anywhere near obsolete yet. The Microsoft issue, well, one, it helps that the CEO is from Appleton, so that helps. And I think part of it, too, is that we've had so much conversation, so much awareness, so much discussion on broadband now because we've been pushing it through our Rural Wisconsin Initiative. You know, I think companies look to us and say, okay, Wisconsin is getting serious about this issue, and maybe they'd be a partner at the table. And I just want to reiterate, we absolutely are. As chair of the Science and Technology Committee, we will bend over backwards to develop these partnerships, to develop new technologies, to get this access to people all across Wisconsin.
We're talking right now with Representative Romaine Quinn. He's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 75th Assembly District. And we're talking with Representative Mary Felskowski, who is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 35th Assembly District, discussing high-speed internet across the state, broadband issues, and what the Rural Wisconsin Initiative wants to do about it. Representative Quinn, going more deeply into the Microsoft proposal, what are they trying to do?
Yeah, and I think Representative Felskowski touched on that. Basically, using those unused white noise kind of type channels that you have on your TV sets that aren't being used, and trying to find and develop a technology to run internet through there. So we're not sure specifically how it'll work in terms of how do you access that once it gets into the home. But that technology is coming. And Microsoft, I hear, is not looking to provide the broadband and get into the business of it, but they're willing to share their patents with those that do provide it. So you're looking at, you know, the AT&T, Verizons, and other providers of the world. And, I mean, this is huge. So you think, remember Grandma and Grandpa having that antenna to get a handful of stations for TV. Can you imagine them having high-speed internet access through that same the tools they've been using forever just to get a couple of TV channels? So this could totally revolutionize internet access for rural communities across the country, not even Wisconsin.
As part of this project, does Wisconsin have to invest in this as well as a condition of participating?
That we are not aware of yet. They're choosing Wisconsin as a pilot, but like I said, we are more than willing to work with, especially the funds we've just appropriated, whether it's TEACH grants or infrastructure. If it's needed, we want to be at the table and ready to do that, and I think we are there. So right now, there is no ask of commitment on our behalf.
Representative Felskowski, will the state's next biennial budget, of course we don't know, it's not set yet, but does the Rural Wisconsin Initiative hope to secure funds for its broadband goals?
Well, keep in mind we already did something with that when we redid the TEACH grants. We took and put into the budget Representative Quinn's and Senator Markline's with putting more money into broadband. But after having, you know, Governor Walker did a 72-county tour this summer, and when he put his budget together, there was a huge commitment to broadband. And I don't think it matters who's in, you know, the power, but we know that broadband is an issue. It's almost like if you go back into the 50s when the government said everybody's entitled to electricity, that it's, you know, it's an economic driver, it's a quality of life issue, you know, and we made sure that everybody had electricity and everybody had access to a telephone. This is the same concept that we're working under with broadband. So the investment will be there to get broadband to the residents of the state of Wisconsin.
Representative Quinn, is the Rural Wisconsin Initiative, this focus on broadband, is it working? Are you seeing results?
Oh, absolutely. And I think last session we came out with that legislation to try and up the current existing program, the governor's program, to $10 million. I think some legislators kind of laughed at us. Like, you want to spend $10 million on what? Because as you know, they were letting about $500,000 to $1.5 million a year, and it was done once they reached $6 million. So there was basically, the program was already using up its funds. And now, suddenly, because we started that conversation, we made it aware, people became aware, they started calling their legislators. Again, this we talked before the show, it doesn't matter if you're rural or even urban, everyone in their district has people that don't have access. And pretty soon it became a problem for everybody. And I'm glad to see the governor ran with that in his budget, that momentum there. And we piggybacked off that with our bills in the Rural Wisconsin Initiative to really fine-tune these funds and these programs to make sure we're providing the most access with the limited dollars that we have. And I think we've absolutely made a difference and influence in this state.
Well, Representative Quinn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Representative Mary Felskowski, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
That was Representative Romaine Quinn. He's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 75th Assembly District, which includes Rice Lake. Also joining us today was Representative Mary Felskowski. She's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 35th Assembly District, which includes Irma. They joined us today to talk about a new Microsoft pilot program, which will help bring high-speed internet access to rural parts of the state.
Coming up, our guest says millennial bashing, or its historical equivalent, has been around for ages. We'll find out more. Stay with us on Central Time.